are going to consider the budget vote report, hoping that all members got the report and went through it. And we now ready for the Lubabalo, don't call me. I'm in a virtual meeting. You must text. It's important that you text now. You are disturbing me. I'm opening the portfolio committee of the international relations now. Can we all mute our mics, honorable members and everyone who is in the meeting? So I was saying, today we are going to consider the budget vote report, and we will go through it the normal way, one by page by page. But in so doing, honorable members, you do have a report in front of you, ne? You have report. You can nod your head or just the sign that you got the report in front of you.
Yes, Chair.
The budget report, okay? So we are going to consider the report. I'm going to allow Udinewo to do a summary of the introduction of the report, and then Mina, I will take over from the findings. We are going to do findings page by page, like we normally do when we are in parliament. We are going to do findings page by page, and then adopt page by page, and then deal with the recommendations page by page, and adopt those recommendations. Because in the main, the report focuses on what the department presented to us in the last meeting. So we cannot exhaust our time on that, because we've engaged on it already. So that's why I'm saying, you know, we'll do a summary of that for us. And then on the findings, I take over as the chair, and we do the findings one by one, page by page, sentence by sentence, as well as the recommendations. Not unless members have a different view or a proposal. I'm a very democratic human being myself, so that's what is going to be happening. Welcome, DG and the department with the ministry in our presence. We really appreciate to have you, even in the midst of lockdown, COVID-19 difficulties. It's important to have you here as the portfolio committee. We always appreciate. So I'm going now to allow Ulubabalo to do the apologies. Is there any apologies, Lubabalo?
Thank you, Chair.
We was unable to connect. Apologies.
Thank you, Chair. We have one apology from Honorable Msane. She's attending to other engagements. And she also noted that as EFF, they...
Network, Yako, is problematic. Yeah. We did not hear you.
Okay. As I was saying, Chair, I have one apology from Honorable Msane, who also noted that EFF rejects the budget.
How do they reject the budget which is not presented? How do you reject a draft which has not been tabled? before the portfolio committee.
In the apology, she noted that during adoption, it must be stated that EFF does not support the budget, Chair.
They will have to submit a new note because we are considering the budget now. So how do you reject something which is not considered? We are only going to accept the apology. Other things, we are not going to entertain.
Okay, Chair. No, Chair.
Please. Is there any? There's no other apology except for that.
No, sir. No, Chair.
Is the whip collected?
IT is still working on it, Chair.
No. Do you think? No. No. Okay. That will be the order of the day on the proceedings of the meetings as I presented to you, honorable members. That's how the meeting will unfold. Is there any member which has a different view? No. Okay. Dinewo, can you proceed? Dinewo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, do I beam this report on the screen to share with members, or I just go through it? Members have it before them.
Honorable members, do you want the report on the screen? Do you? No.
Okay.
Honorable Rahman.
Sure, I think for the benefit of the thousands and millions of people that are watching it on YouTube, maybe they want it beamed on the screen.
Okay. Okay, Dineo, put it on our screen. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairperson and honorable members. Just by way of presenting the report, I will start by mentioning that on the title of the report, members and honorable Chairperson will realize that there are two dots before May 2020. That is basically to allow the date of the report will reflect the date that the committee adopted the report. So as soon as it is adopted by the committee, that date will be reflected there for purposes of a record and ATC. And then, Chairperson, section one of the report is an introduction, which encompasses the preparatory session and also opening remarks by the chair of the portfolio committee and response by the honorable minister. And then part two of the report is on the presentation by the DG. I don't know if it's fast enough on the screen. It's presentation by the DG on the strategic plan and the APP of the department. Now, 2.1, Chairperson, is just the actual narrative by the DG, who articulated the objectives of the department and the strategic linkages of the department to the NDP, which appears under part three. And then part four, Chairperson, is on the planned policy initiatives by the department, which refer to the fact that the Foreign Service Bill is before the president, and then there is a plan for a partnership for development bill. Part five is on the legislative mandates of the department, Chairperson, which encompass all the acts that the department is responsible for implementation and policies which are under the purview of the department. Now, part six of the report, Chairperson, is on the strategic plan itself, 2020 to 2025, as presented by the department. And it relates to the strategic focus for the next 5 years, which the department intends to be guided by. And then part seven is the annual performance plan itself, 2020-2021, which shows the immediate plan of action by the department, where they are focusing on areas which they are going to be zooming in for the next year, for the next this financial year. They highlighted several focus areas like building a better South Africa, which its importance is that it links domestic imperatives to foreign policy, which is an important narrative. And then building a better Africa because of Africa being at the center of South Africa's foreign policy. And then the African Union chairship, which the committee will be reminded that the president is currently the chair of African Union. So the program there being contribution by South Africa in the Agenda 2063 flagship projects and conflict resolution, which are the major focus areas for the AU chairship. And then on building a better world, this is where South Africa in the UN Security Council will basically focus on conflict resolution and also reform of the UN Security Council. And then it will also concentrate on promoting cooperation between the AU and the UN, as it had started in the second term, tenure which it had, and then it's continuing on that principle. And then we'll have interdepartmental coordination, which relates to the department having to actually strengthen coordination between departments in terms of international work. This, the committee will be reminded that has been a challenge facing the department, but the bill has provided for this so that the department takes responsibility and coordination of all international activities. And then confirm South Africa's influence. This is where it's a new approach, I may say, Chairperson, in terms of South Africa now actually pronouncing that it's going to be an essential interlocutor and also a bridge builder and a solution finder, where it's not going to be its decisions or approaches are not going to be influenced by interests of other countries, but it will be focusing on solving issues and not favor interests of one or the other party. And then counterterrorism and extremism, this was discussed to say South Africa does not support terrorism, and it's engaging with the UN in terms of conventions which are anti-terrorism. And then disarmament issues, silencing the guns in Africa is one area where South Africa is going to be focusing on. And then the other element is on women, peace and security agenda, where the department is going to mainstream all aspects of peace and security here at home, regionally and continentally and the world, involving women in those areas. And then women empowerment, gender equality and mainstreaming, which is an area which the committee has interest on to make sure that the department actually complies with that. and then the agenda of SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. This is one area where they are going to be also focusing on. Climate change is another area which they are going to be focusing on. And then on South-South cooperation, the department is also going to still continue advancing mutually beneficial South-South cooperation, as South-South cooperation is mainly addressing domestic issues. It's countries with a sort of a similar shared values and shared challenges. So with regard to cooperation with the countries of the North, South Africa is also going to continue bridging the gap between the rich and the poor, and making sure that its interaction with the countries of the North would help develop or respond to the agenda of the Global South and that of South Africa. And also use its relationship with the countries of the North to make sure that South Africa also benefits in the same way. And then relations with the regions of the world, Chairperson, relates to the bilateral relations which South Africa has with different countries. This is where South Africa has a network of missions who are doing a lot of work in terms of maintaining those relations and also making sure that South Africa is able to benefit from such relations. And then South Africa and the Americas is another area where South Africa has relations and has cooperation with America North, which is the U.S., and it's with that agreement of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, and also Mercosur. Mercosur is an agreement with the countries of Latin America, basically, and it's a trade agreement which South Africa also participates as a member in that kind of a forum. And then with Asia and Middle East, South Africa maintains strong political relations with the countries of Asia, and also South Africa is committed to a stable and peaceful Middle East. And then communicating of South Africa's foreign policy, this is another important area where public diplomacy, we see it advanced in this APP to make sure that all the decisions that South Africa makes are communicated timely and to all the people who need to benefit from that, and also to make sure that there is a buy-in from South Africans themselves and the world on South Africa's foreign policy in general. And then building a better department, this is where the department is going to address issues like the organizational structure, which the committee also recommended that it be done, and also address the ICT issues, financial management issues. So these are all the areas where the department intends to actually look at for this financial year. Now, in terms of programs, I'll just not go into depth in the programs, Chairperson. ICT and the Diplomatic Academy are going to be prioritized under Program 1. And then also the white paper on the rights of persons, the department has undertaken to implement it. Under Program 2, this is where structured bilateral mechanisms are covered. There is a plan to align them, to review them and align them, and see which ones are more beneficial and which ones are, you know, because there are reasons for relations with different countries, can be historical, solidarity, or economic. So the department just wants to review and align align the relations with, I mean, the structured bilateral mechanisms with the objectives of the department. Under Program 3, which is international cooperation, the department, the major thing there is the department is going to develop a long-term strategy for South Africa's membership and candidatures to international organizations. They would like to identify strategic international organizations to which they can be able to campaign for candidates to work in those organizations so that they are able to, I mean, the country is able to influence the outcomes or the decisions of those international organizations. And another thing is to review the membership to check whether being a member of certain organizations will still be relevant or benefit the country in the way that it was meant to at the beginning when the South Africa firstly joined such organizations. So those two are the major projects which are under Program 3. Then under Program 4, it's the public diplomacy strategy, where the department intends to actually have develop a public diplomacy strategy. The committee will be reminded that actually all along they have had a very good communication strategy, but without a really standing out public diplomacy strategy itself. So the department is going to align the two so that a strategy on PD is available, which will talk to the communication strategy which already exists. Then, Chairperson, under 10, 9, okay. Under 10 is the strategic plan of the African Renaissance Fund. The Renaissance Fund is a soft power tool which actually assists the department in its diplomatic work, or is a soft power tool for South Africa's foreign policy. And this fund supports the programs of the department, especially in Africa. It does, however, provide funding or assistance to other countries other than Africa, but on the main, it's in projects in Africa. And the policy mandate there, we have already explained that there is a development partnership bill, it was returned by referred back by cabinet for the department and national treasury to discuss issues which were pending or where there was some misunderstanding. So it looks like the department is ready now to submit the draft back to cabinet before it comes to the committee. And then the targets for the next 5 years of the ARF. ARF is mainly going to be assisting or being an implementing tool especially for the South Africa's chairship in the AU, so that all the projects which the president as the chair of the AU would want to achieve during this tenure, the ARF will be able to assist. And then the APP, the annual performance plan for the ARF, will also talk to the same issues in terms of ensuring that the programs of the chairperson of the AU are implemented, and also to make sure that the African Continental Free Trade Area, all the projects that will talk to the implementation of that African Free Trade Area will be supported also by the ARF. And then projects which South Africa would like to implement with the SADC region in terms of the regional indicative strategic development plan of SADC will also be supported. And then also the SADC SEOM, this is the SADC election observer missions, which normally if there are elections within SADC, the AIRF is able to assist in terms of either technical support or sponsoring observers in those elections. So it will continue to carry on that kind of function. And then, Chairperson, when we go to, I won't go into detail, this is what I was talking about, all the different areas where the ARF is going to be concentrating on. Humanitarian assistance when there are natural disasters, human resource development, where there is a need to capacitate people in different countries, and then also cooperation between the Republic and other countries, especially African countries. This is where the partnership with the other areas, other development assistance agencies will happen. And then the ARF itself has an advisory committee. The current ARF model has the Act provides for an advisory committee, which is the one which recommends to the two ministers, Minister of Finance and the Minister of International Relations, in terms of which programs should be adopted. And then now when we go to the actual budget for this year, Chairperson, for the department has been allocated an amount of 6,850,179, and then the actual budget in different programs. Maybe I shouldn't go into detail. I should just go into what appears on this budget allocation table, to say this is how it looks like currently. And Honorable, the Chairperson and all members will note that there is an increase in terms of budget allocated to the department if we compare with the 2019-20. But as the DG explained to members when they presented, there might be some changes, adjustments to the budget as it stands now. So the department will talk to that later when that has happened. But as it was presented to Parliament before the COVID, this is how it looked like. And then the rest of the narrative here, Chairperson, is just to say what Program 1 has, Program 2, as we have shown in that table, and then also areas where this budget is going to be applied, which we have already spoken to. And then with regards to the ARF, its budget for this year is 50 million. And what's happening here? 50 million, because the ARF has been getting a reduced budget over time because of the challenges of governance which it has. The National Treasury has been year in, year out lately reducing the budget of the ARF. In any event, the ARF has a surplus budget, which from every year, it does have a surplus, and it has to be deposited back into its account with the Reserve Bank, and it does have a sort of capital accumulating. So from year in, year out, lately they are receiving a very reduced budget, but in any event, they are still able to achieve their objectives planned for the year. But it's one of the areas where the need for move to SADPA arises, because now the National Treasury really wants to see how best the ARF, an agency or a component can be able to administer, and also to administer the funds under the ARF, and also carry the mandate of the ARF forward. Chairperson, I'll stop there, because now we are on 15, which is the observations and concerns or the findings of the committee.
That's the presentation from Dineo. Is there any comments on that presentation? On that which is presented by Dineo, is there a comment, the honorable member?
Sure.
Who's calling my name?
It's me, and I've raised my hand on your system. My name is Becky.
But I don't see any hands here on the system.
Okay, I'll re-raise.
I see no hand next to your name.
No, it is there.
Where?
Okay, I've lowered it now, and I'm going to raise it. I've lowered it, but I'm raising it again.
Who else is here raising the hand? I see no hands here.
I've raised my hand as well.
Honorable Nkosi, Honorable Bergman. Hi guys, I don't know what this iPad of mine, what is it doing today? Surely it's determined to collapse me. So Honorable Nkosi, and then followed by Honorable Bergman.
Thank you, Chairperson. The analysis and report by Medineo is welcomed. I think it's very extensive. I just want to indicate from the onset that there are a number of, not typographical, but language issues that we can attend to after. But specifically on the introduction, I think Medineo should be able to correctly characterize the CODIF situation we're in. Just to indicate that the rules of parliament have been adapted in the wake of the COVID disaster. That's why the virtual meetings were held. Am I audible?
We're listening to you.
Okay. I also think that on the introduction, the various instruments that we went through should be enumerated, like the strategic plan, the APP, the MTSF framework, rather than being in one sentence, because it just reads continuously and may confuse. So if she can just bullet those aspects. Chair, on the VUCA, the volatile, uncertain, conflictual, and adversarial characterization, I think it's important to reflect that as a country, will need greater collaboration among and between departments in addressing this changing volatile situation because of COVID. That there are going to be realignments, and we're already seeing them at an economic level, and the extent to which they happen at a political level, what is it that we're going to do as a department. I think that will come in the next revised budget. That's accepted, but we should capture it, in particularly in relation to what it means for the country to move from a national interest, take into consideration that we're located in the continent. On the issue of SATPA, and I noted in the responses, but it's also contained in the report, we indicated that we need a roadmap. We don't need an indication that the report, I mean the bill is with the president. We just need but that the bill is being taken internally in the cabinet processes. We need a roadmap of exactly what is going to happen after that. Is the department ready? What are the processes that they will put in place once the bill is in parliament and after parliament? What are the concrete things that are going to be done in the form of a roadmap? And on the African Parliament, Chair, I think we agreed that the sword turning is important, but it is not going to happen. But the department needs to provide us with a concrete program of how, after they identify the land, they are going to build the parliament. So we need to have an indication, is it an architectural design? How are they going to procure for the construction of the African Parliament? How long is it going to take, etc.? So that we don't just do a sword turning for the sake of doing a sword turning. In any way, when you do a sword turning, the assumption is that all these back office things have been catered for and we are actually ready to construct. And then, Chair, we've requested that the RISDP, the Regional Integrated Strategic Development Plan for SADC, should be forwarded to us so that we don't speak to a document that we do not actually see. The last two points are around communication. I think the department does have a communication strategy, but I don't think that at a domestic level, in the country level, we are able to communicate what the department is doing in a manner that is proactive and not reactive. So we need to understand that in the context of our international relations, this is what the department is doing. These are our interventions. These are the desired results, and this will be the impact on a continuous basis so that we don't react when, for example, somebody raises that there are attacks in Mozambique, in northern Mozambique. We then respond and react without us being proactive. And the last point is around the cash and cash equivalents. I've noted the extensive response provided to us on how the department is going to ensure balancing of the cash and cash equivalents.
We are not on responses now. We are on the presentation.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Speak on the presentation, leave responses. We're going to deal with the responses in another meeting.
Okay, no, thanks. Then that's fine. That's fine.
Chair, thanks very much. Just to say that I'll welcome the report, but I think if we just highlight the issues a bit more, let them stand out, but it would be a remiss of us not to let the lessons learned from COVID, not to bring them out more substantially into their own separate, maybe a separate heading on themselves, and say what we've learned from COVID-19. I, for one, I've definitely seen how the problem with leadership is that I think we've had to rely on different structures. I definitely believe the DG has been hands-on I've appreciated the assistance that the DG has been giving to people. I've seen it myself hands-on. But we've had to rely on a NAP joints. We've had to rely on, you know, there's so many chiefs at the moment. Everyone's got a title. And I think that part of the problem has been is that the organogram we've never really solved the problem of the organogram. So when we get to the structure and we talk about the two bulls again, I think it's going to be a necessity that this organogram is actually kitted out with skills at the top, and that there's a spread of skill at the top to support whoever the DG is. I'm not going to personalize it, but to support the positions of DG, CFO, and COO, et cetera, and that there's a depth of it in that regard. I also feel that I think we've also got a sense that our footprint abroad, and as the minister said, it's not something that the committee can really discuss because it comes from a cabinet decision, but it is something that the committee can push. And I don't think we should stop pushing it. That as a committee, I think we can see that the footprint is too big, that we as South Africa shouldn't have the second biggest footprint of missions in the world. We've seen it now with all the stranded people in the world. We cannot offer them consular services. They are expecting it, and we have all the ambassadors all over, but some of them are as useless as having just the, you know, as having a tree there. In fact, the tree is more useful than having the ambassador there. And I think for us, you know, I've seen some very good ambassadors, but I've really seen, as I said, you know, you get more from shaking the tree. And for me, I'd look at it and say to you that we can do without that. You know, we could close some of these missions and South Africa would be looked upon much better and much more favorable for not having those ambassadors there. And if you look at it and you say to yourself, instead of saying some countries should be not having an ambassador there because of how they treat another country or because of what we feel about that country, there's monetary and economical good sense as to why we should not have a relationship with certain countries or why we should not have a mission in those countries. And in fact, in some countries which are small in size, we've got two or three missions there. In fact, we don't even have enough staff there though, but we've got these three or four missions. In terms of the memberships as well, you know, you look at BRICS and you look at the South-South membership and you look at, you know, all these bodies, African Union and the RIMS, and we're paying a lot of money to be members in these organizations. And then you look at what happened during COVID and you look at where did it translate into. Now, for me, I think one of our biggest failings has been repatriation from Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And I think if we had used our membership more appropriately, even if we had to bring in cargo from China, Brazil, Russia, we could have used that to bring in people back from Russia, China, India, and Brazil. Instead, airlines like Qatar are coming in when we could have been using failing airlines like South African Airways or using our membership where we're paying 200 odd million rand and rather brought their airline in and done some quid pro quo in that regard. And then finally, our asset management, you can now see that just in this COVID exercise, as the DG said last week, just from the rand hedging from 14 to 19 rand, our budget all of a sudden loses a whole, you know, 500 million rand off the cake without even, nothing to show for it. It just goes. And in the previous term, I said we should be buying dollars. We should be holding on to the dollars. I don't know how we can do it. You know, whether instead of the rats eating the $1 million in Iran, you know, you hold that cash somewhere where the rats can't get into the cash. But
Honorable Bachmann.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting you. I was giving you an opportunity, honorable members, to speak on whether the report is a true reflection of what we discussed in our last meeting and whether everything is captured. Let us not do matters arising. Please, honorable members, we don't have time.
Okay.
We are going to do matters arising when we are dealing with the responses which we got from the department.
Okay. Chair, I'll wrap up, but just if I can just have those points noted, please, though, as my matters arising as well. Thank you very much for your leniency.
All right. Thank you, Honorable Swart. Honorable Swart.
I'm
here, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Chair, we welcome the report. The report does capture what we discussed, Chair. However, Chair, under infrastructure, I know that we are not talking on responses, but I just want to raise that because we are talking about the APP, the department has included this, Chair, and they've aligned it to the APP and budget, whereas they do not have a real plan and capacity to implement, Chair. They've responded to us. I'm raising it because we are going to approve this, Chair, and the department has responded to say that they do not have the skills, and no one in the department has got the qualifications in the built environment. So the department, in essence, Chair, is undertaking to do something in the APP, which they do not have the skills for and which they've budgeted for. So they are running a function through their finances, which they are not qualified to do, Chair. And they are saying they've commenced what a strategy. So how does the department commence with a strategy out? I'm therefore saying, Chair, that because it's already in the APP and they've aligned it, they must go out into the built environment industry and get a property management strategy. They need to get a PMU to implement the bare minimum to get to the ground what started on the property management strategy. Because in the report, no mentions Namibia. And Namibia for them should be a long-hanging fruit that they must first implement. Next year, they will be giving us the same report, Chair. As public works is not a success. We can take, for example, how long it took them to implement the PEP project, which means that public works is not capable as well in this instance. And the department must start really, in reality, implementing what is, that the bill is going to give them a muscle to do. Because I don't know what they are saying when they are saying in their response, their comments.
Honorable Swart, those points are points for us when we are considering the responses by the department. All I want to know is whether the report captures exactly what was discussed by the portfolio committee in our last meeting. Very important.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you pass, because we've got other things to consider as well. Honorable Mulder.
Your call has been placed on hold.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to express my thanks to the drafters of the report. I think a lot of work has been done. And I think the report is a true reflection of our last discussion. It deals with the budget as being put in front of us. and the reaction of the committee. So I think that report is really a true reflection, and I would support it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mulder. Honorable members, I see no face, no name. There is someone who has connected here with admin at ANC 600. Malaka, who's that? Who's that? Who has connected here like that in our meeting?
Remove Chair, if he doesn't identify him or herself, remove.
I'm removing.
Yes, remove.
Why are we infiltrated now? How? Okay. How? Kini? Is there any other honorable member who wants to have a bite? So the report is in actual fact a true reflection.
Yes,
I will also only what is presented by comrade. Who else is there? Who is chair and shouting here? Who's that? Ubani lo ondibizayo.
Chairman, can you see my hand?
Seemingly, honorable members, we have a problem with the connection today. Because you are breaking. Most of you are breaking. I can't even hear what you say. Is that honorable monsieur?
Yes, it is.
Mashiko Dlamini, can you mute your mic? Okay, Honorable Mshwe.
Thank you, Chairperson. In welcoming the report, I would just want to know at what stage we can ask questions of clarity, because I have two, if permissible.
Clarity on what is presented?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, proceed.
With regards to the repatriation of South Africans from across the globe, I want to know how many South Africans are still outside the country
who want to come to the country. Honorable Reverend,
all right.
That thing is not what was discussed in our meeting last time. We are discussing what was presented by the department to the meeting of the portfolio committee last week. That's what we're about today. So all these new questions now, which are not on the presentation, are going to confuse us. We are considering the budget report, which we compiled after the portfolio committee meeting. That's what we are doing today.
That's so well received.
All these new questions, we are going to be confused. And we are strict with time, because we must be punctual as possible when we are running these virtual meetings. Please, honorable members. Can we focus on what Dineo presented, rather?
Chairperson, yeah, my question was based on 15.1. Maybe let me leave that one and come to the second one about ARF having surplus budget yearly. Now, the question based on that is for how long, how many years to come?
Is 15.1 a misrepresentation of what we discussed in our meeting?
No, it is not.
Is that 15.1 a misrepresentation of what we discussed in our last meeting?
The answer is no.
And if the answer is no, in fact, we are not even on the findings yet, because that is not what Dineo presented to us. So probably, Dineo, you must proceed with the findings. Hi, Dineo.
Yes, Chairperson.
Proceed with the page one of the findings. Because Honorable Mishwe is now discussing findings. Can you present these findings, rather? And it's okay. Good that Honorable Members have read the findings. Is there any issue that is not a reflection of our meeting on the findings, Honorable Members, since you have read them? What findings? Present.
Chairperson, on the findings, the findings appear under section 15 of the report, and 15.1 is with regards to the repatriation of South Africans from across the globe. There was appreciation to the minister for her notable efforts. So, Chairperson, under your guidance, should I go through all our members are going to comment on each and every one as we go along? Hello, Chairperson.
Honorable members, do you want us to read these observations for yourselves? You want us to present these observations to you?
No, Chairperson.
Sorry?
No.
So from 15.1 to 15.6, is there any point which is a misrepresentation of our interactions?
Yes.
Yes, which point is that? Who's saying yes? I can't see your faces now because there's a presentation here. Can't see your faces. Who is saying yes?
Chairperson Muela here.
Yes.
No, I'm in agreement with you, Chairperson, on 15.1. I was saying yes because we were speaking about 15.1. It's me who said yes.
15.2? I take it there's no issues. 15.3? No issues. 15.4? No issues. 15.5? No issues. 15.6? 15.7? 15.8? 15.9? 15.10? 11, 12, are we sleeping? 13,
I'm not sleeping.
15.13, 14, 15. I can't hear because you are breaking. Whoever was shouting my name there, is breaking for my title in the meeting. 15.6.
No issues, Chair.
15.7.
This is a long We've lost you, Chair. Are we still in the meeting?
I am here, but I can't hear the Chair.
Yeah, I also can't hear. Ma?
Chairperson, we've lost you.
Chair?
Lubabalo.
The chair has lost connection, honorable members. She's trying to reconnect.
Okay.
Okay, and then she's asking me to proceed with calling on the numbers. We are on 16, honorable members. I don't know whether the whip is around also.
He's not.
Okay.
That's for connection still.
Okay. 16.1. This is on the responses by the department.
Okay.
16.2.
Hello, Dinewa. Hello, honorable member.
16.2, regarding the department was in the process of reviewing the structure and so on, that it will report at an appropriate time. The appropriate time, I think it must be corrected. What is the appropriate time?
The context under which we were reporting is that they were not yet ready with the organizational structure with the review. So at the time when they have completed the process, they will be able to share it with the committee. But the committee can suggest another sort of another wording for that, Honorable. It was just referring to the time when they are ready, once the process has taken place.
Colleagues, the chairperson in the beginning of the meeting indicated that the content of the responses she wants us to discuss at the further meeting, the next meeting. So I'm not sure if we should go into the detail of the responses at this stage.
Agreed, Chair.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, the chair is not yet back. 16.3, honorable members. 16.16, 16.9, 16.8, 16.9, 16.11, 16.12, 16.13, 16.14, 16.15, 16.16, 16.16, 16.17. Section 17.
Conclusions. Maybe now.
And that
Honorable members, may I suggest that the point made by Honorable Beckman earlier on COVID, the impact and responses thereto, be flagged as a point that the department must come back to us on in a comprehensive manner later.
Honourable members, may I suggest one of the members take over as I'll just be reading the numbers in terms of what is on the board, but I'm but not part of the meeting with members as such, as a staff member.
You are delegated to proceed.
Okay, 17. Okay, honorable members, and then we go to 18, which is the committee recommendations.
Thank you.
18.1.
Yeah.
18.2.
Okay.
18.3. 18.4. 18.5. 18.6.
Just remember my son's point. I'll take it on my behalf.
18.9. 18.10. 18.12. 18.13. 18.14. 18.15. 18.16. 18.17. Agreed. 18.17. Agreed. Sorry, Dinelle. Sorry, Dinelle.
Yes, Honorable Member.
IT is requesting that all members whose mics are on, that they please mute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kuba Dineo, Kuba says.
Oh, 18.18, 18.19, 18.20, 18.21, 18.22, and then to the National Assembly, 18.23, 18.24, and 18.25. And the recommendation at the end. Thank you, Honourable Members.
Honourable Costa, I suggest and Honourable Members that we identify one Honourable Member to take us through so that we deal with the report as presented.
Honourable members, may I suggest that because the chair is not here and the meeting created earlier, that we concentrate on the aspect of adopting the report so that each and every one of us can then, I mean, somebody can propose and then we adopt the report and we adjourn the meeting. I think earlier Honorable Melder has made such a proposal. If we can go back to it and then come back and seek from members whether they support Honorable Melder, and then we close the meeting.
Colleagues, I would propose that Mr. Nkosi act as acting chairperson if the colleagues agree that we do it formally, please.
And I second that Honorable Mulder and other honorable members that we formally request Honorable Nkosi to proceed as acting chair. Thank you.
I support.
I support.
Okay. Okay. Honorable members, the report has been tabled. And the recommendations have been made to Parliament. May I have somebody move for the adoption of the report?
Chairperson, I would move that we adopt the report as we've handled, as we've just dealt with it. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, there is a motion for the adoption of the report. Is there a seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Chair.
I did it, Honorable Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, there's a seconder for the report. Is there an objection? Is there an objection noting going 1, 2, 3, the report is adopted by the committee. With your permission, honourable members, if there is no other thing, may we ask committee support to indicate what the next process is and then have proposal for adjourning the meeting. Medineo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Lubabalo Sikwela will be in the position to give the to say what the process is going to be. Luba.
Oh, hello. Thank you, members. I was on the phone with the chairperson. However, following the meeting, the report will be submitted for ATC, which will appear on the ATC of next week, Monday.
Okay.
Chairperson, could I ask Lubabalo then just to inform the chairperson of the outcome of the meeting then, please?
Okay.
I'm here. I'm here. DJ is here. You were saying? Hello, Chair.
Okay.
Hello, Chair.
Okay, Chair, may I formally inform you that the meeting formally adopted the report unanimously and a request was made to support staff, particularly Mr. Lubabalo, to inform you of this, as I am doing now. The next item is the adjournment of the meeting. I hand over to you.
Can you lower your hand? Why are you cheering and your hand is up?
Will be.
Yes.
No, my hand was not up.
But your hand is up. I'm looking at it. Yeah, now your hand is up. Okay. Thank you, honorable members. Today is a bad day for us. Network is unleashed on us by the evil forces so that our committee does not proceed swiftly. We can see that. Honorable members, can I hear you saying you have adopted the report? with no amendment. Is that what you are saying? Adopting the report with no amendment. So it is fine as it is. The people who crafted the report, they just captured everything, and honorable members are happy.
Yes, Chair, I can confirm as the interim chair.
Aye, honorable members must speak for themselves. Honorable Bergman, is that so?
Chair, sorry, I was cut off a bit there.
Are we in agreement that we are adopting the budget vote report with no reservations or amendments?
No, Jesus, it's with what I raised in my inputs that the matter's arising, and then it's fine.
You can't raise matters arising on the report, Galoku. Matters arising on the report.
Okay, what I raised earlier. The input what you allowed me to raise.
What you raised earlier, was it to say the report is not a true reflection?
No. It was a reflection. I was just saying those points that they captured in the report. Mm-hmm. Most of it is captured.
Dineo, you can remove this thing on the screen. The presentation. So, Honorable Mulder?
Yes, ma'am.
Are we in agreement? Is the interim chair representing you properly?
Yes, ma'am. I even proposed him.
You moved for the adoption of the report. Who seconded that? Who seconded that, Lubabalo?
Honorable Swartz.
Honorable Swartz seconded.
Yes, Chabesin, it's Honorable Swartz, Chair.
Oh, okay. No, I must satisfy myself.
The DA will just reserve our rights. There's enough people accepting. It's fine.
you reserve your right to do what now, Honorable Bergman, because when I entered here, I was told unanimously you have adopted.
I couldn't open my unmute. I think there was a sabotage.
so meaning you and me were sabotaged, didn't
I? Both think so. I think it's at Mr. Mulder.
So you reserve your right adopt the report.
Yes, as always.
As always. But it's a bit in jail. You won't have an opportunity to even make a declaration in that honorable house of Nelson Mandela.
You're right. I probably won't even get a chance.
I'll be standing alone there in that house of Nelson Mandela tabling the report before the National Assembly. And when now you'll be sitting where? Virtual. You are going to break. Network is going to come for you. That I know. So honorable members, be that as it may, we have adopted the report unanimously. We are going to record, in fact, that Democratic Alliance reserves their right to adopt the report. So the majority of members of the Portfolio Committee have adopted the report. Is that a clear capture of what has transpired here?
Well kept, Chapche. Thank you for coming
yes,
back.
Yes, Chair. Mute your mics. We don't want to hear your husbands and boyfriends talking there and the wives. Okay. Then, honorable members, our meeting was scheduled for 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And now it's 4:45. Our meeting... Lubabalo, are the minutes ready for the adoption? Lubabalo. Did you, Lubabalo? Lubabalo.
Oh, hello, Chair.
Do we have minutes?
Yes, I can hear you, Chairperson.
Do we have minutes for addressing?
Hello, Chair.
Do we have minutes for adoption?
Hello, Chair.
Ibana. Lubabalo. Do we have minutes for adoption?
No, Chair, not today, Chair.
Yeah, I can see you are frozen. Yourself, you have network problems yourself. It's fine. So, honorable members, our portfolio committee meeting, the next portfolio committee meeting, we are going to consider a report or we are going to receive a presentation from the department on COVID-19. And in that meeting, we are also going to deal with the responses from the department, right? So we need to get Lubabalo, we need to get a written note from Honorable Msane that says they are rejecting the report. We don't want that to be clubbed with apologies. You reject the report, clean, you write that, you submit it. It's very important for us as the portfolio committee to have it in writing. So we must have that tomorrow. Please, it must be confirmed to me that you have received that note from Honorable Msane of the EFF. So if there's nothing else, honorable members, from our side, I think it is very important for us to say to adjourn our meeting, to say our meeting is adjourned until our next meeting. DM, where is DM Masiho Dlamini? DM, is she here? Honorable Masiho Dlamini? Luyanda, where is DM Masiho Dlamini? Honorable Masiho Dlamini? DG, where is the DM?
I think she lost contact. She's got network problems.
But I can see her phone, Jay, is still connected here. Honorable Masiho Dlamini, Deputy Minister. You see, she's not here, she's gone. Then if she is not here, it means no summary from the department. Thank you so much, DG, with your team and honorable members for availing yourselves during this difficult time of COVID-19. It is always important for us to engage and also see each other, even though it's not physical, because contact and it's prohibited until we are advised otherwise by the team nationally that deals with this COVID. Our meeting is adjourned. Hoping next time when we see you, you will still be size 28. We don't want size 40s here. Honorable Muela and Honorable Swartz, I can see you've gained a lot of weight. At least I was Honorable Mulder in the house. Still healthy. I can see he has not gained any weight. So it's important that you as you visit your fridges, you engage on healthy food. Otherwise, we don't want people to be declared as the diabetic when they come back. On the 1st of June, I heard that honorable members, some of them are coming back. We're looking forward to see you, but we'll continue and engage virtually. That's what we were told. So our meeting is adjourned.